And Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for what you did on yesterday indeed. And we praise you, Holy Father God, and we thank you for allowing things to go as well as they have. Lord, I am amazed beyond measure, as you know. And there are millions of other people who say similar things. And Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, we confess our sins of disobedience, rebelliousness, stubbornness, lying, dishonesty, deceit, bad attitudes, bad spirits, grieving and quenching, Lord, your Holy Spirit in any way, shape, form, or fashion, all of our sins. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive us, Lord, of our sins as we from our hearts, by your grace, forgive those who have sinned against us. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Everybody pray. And Holy Father God, we pray that you would give us a heart like yours. None of us have have that yet. But Lord, we desire, I know I desire that. I pray that other Christians here and beyond here desire that today. And that hunger for righteousness. And Lord, even you plant that in us, that hunger for holiness, that hunger for pureness, that hunger for righteousness, that hunger for what we once were is what it is, and before the fall. And so, Lord, there's somehow we have memories of that in our being. Lord, I don't understand it all. But Lord, you know all about it, and I'm sure that you will reveal what you want us to know in time to come. And Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ this morning that you would crush and crucify, Lord, our flesh and the old man within us all, and fill us all afresh and anew with the fullness and the power, the unction and the anointing, the fruit and the liberty, Lord, of your Holy Spirit. And Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you would truly lead us, guide us, and direct us throughout this morning, this afternoon, this evening, tonight, as you have always done. We pray for your leadership, your guidance, and your direction. And as you pointed out to me on yesterday, your leadership, your guidance, your direction, included with your favor, is a huge dynamic, amazing gift to us. And so bring all things to our minds that we should do. Bring all things to our remembrance. And Lord, help us not to forget those things that need to be done. And Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you would cast out the devil, his demons, and his hosts, and the satanic, demonic spirit of Judas, betrayal and sabotage and pride and stubbornness and foolishness out of the hearts, minds, lives, souls, and spirits, Lord, of the people who have these issues in their lives, be they in our family or in other Christian families or ministries or churches. Lord, we pray that you'll blast them out and cast them out. We plead the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Holy Father God, Lord, whether we go or stay to the exciting things that are happening this weekend. We pray that you would lead, guide, and direct. For Lord, there are so many things that need to be done. And in light of the milestones that are coming up, Lord, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you would let your will be done. And Holy Father God, everybody should be praying. Put that down in the back and pray out loud. Everybody should be joining in the concert of prayer and praying out loud. And Lord God in heaven, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you would indeed help us to not only pray for revival, and that's a good thing to do, but to be about revival in the sense that we ought to be seeking your face, turning from our wicked ways, and humbling ourselves. Grant us your grace and the power of your Holy Spirit to do that. Break through the band of wickedness and evil and sin in our lives by your grace, by your love, by your mercy, by your might, and by your power. And Lord, we pray that you would, for those of us who are truly born again, saved, crucify our flesh and the old man within us. And these are not tough for you, but it's tough. The flesh is a mess, and it is tough and hard and hard-headed, stubborn. And we pray that you'll break it down into pieces and fill us, Lord, with the power, the unction, and the anointing of your Holy Spirit. And again, Lord, I cannot thank you enough for what you did on yesterday. As some have quoted many times, the end has turned out better than even the beginning. And we give you the glory, praise, and honor. I am amazed at what you have done. And Holy Father God, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you would lead us, guide us, and direct us throughout the remainder of this day and throughout our lives. We praise you and we thank you for salvation, spiritual, family, financial, material, physical, life, protection, and provision blessings that you have indeed bestowed upon us. And Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray that you would continue to bless us, and you're doing that. Lord, everybody here can see that. They can walk outside and see a double blessing. As I pointed out to one of my children this morning, that's beyond anybody's imagination in this family. What they saw last night, what they saw yesterday, what they see this morning on this beautiful Thursday morning in Texas is mind-blowing as to what you've done. And Lord, we thank you so much for the Hills, Mr. Hill, Mrs. Hill, Lord, Mrs. Bain, the dear, dear lady, I forget her name, at the place there. Oh my soul, you gave her just grace after grace after grace after grace, and she was gracious. People were hugging, people were laughing like never before, like we've ever seen it before, and joyful and cheerful and sharing pens and taking pens and stealing pens and everything else. And just a wonderful, wonderful celebratory time. And I just give you the glory, the praise, and the honor for what you have done. And Lord, I pray that you would continue to bless us with those were big, huge things on yesterday. I pray that you'll continue to bless us, Lord, with smaller things today. We are thankful that we have a lighter day today. But help us not to drop our guard. Help us to be prayerful, sober-minded, vigilant, and watchful. And at the same time, help us to work. My son, Daniel White IV, has a lot to do. And I pray that he would bow down and quit himself like a man and get the job done and be prayerful, sober-minded, vigilant, and watchful, and just bow down and get it done and not quit whether we go or stay. There's things, many, many things he needs to do. And I pray that he would get those things done and do them cheerfully and joyfully. And we pray the same for everybody else. Let your will be done. We cast all care upon you. For Lord, we know that you care for us. Fill us with your peace that passeth all understanding, your joy unspeakable, your holy serenity and tranquility of mind and heart. And Lord, I pray for all of my children. Lord, you know their names. And I pray for them all by name. For over 30 years, my wife being a witness of that, even though she was not as supportive as she should have been, she witnessed me praying for my children by name, every last one of them, every one of my offspring by name, and every morning and throughout the day. And I still pray for them today, and I pray not only, however, for them, I pray for the thousands of other children and their parents that have participated in these devotionals. And we pray for them today for salvation, spiritual, family, financial, material, physical, life, protection, and provision blessings upon them. And we pray that they would love you back, trust you, fear you, obey you, and be faithful to you. And we pray that you'd be with us throughout this day. We know you will, according to your holy word. In Jesus Christ's name we do pray and forsake. Amen, as we continue. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the White House Family Devotions. Believe it or not, number 361. 361, a little bit late this morning after such a magnificent, wonderful, fantastic, victorious day on yesterday after dealing and working things out and so forth and so on over the past 3 days. Wow. And then the 299th prayer message preached for 299 nights every Wednesday night for I don't know how many years. On last night, to cap it off, what a week, what a day on yesterday. And we give God the glory, the praise, and the honor. Yesterday, did you all pass out tracts yesterday in the back? Okay, tracts were even passed out in such a busy day. And I had a celebration meal at one of the quaint, old-fashioned restaurants here where I live. So why don't you tell us where it is so we can go? No, because I don't want you to know where I live at. You might want to come and disturb my peace. And but I had a great celebration meal on yesterday to celebrate the victories won on yesterday. I give God the glory. the praise and the honor. And now, just because I had a victorious week and a victorious day, this is a culmination of many, many things. So you may not have experienced victory in a particular area yesterday. That's okay. Your day is coming too. We don't have these mountaintop experiences every day. Everybody has theirs when it's time for theirs to happen. And we ought to rejoice with those who have accomplished something and gotten something done, and those who have mountaintop experiences. Danae, you need to keep up. And with your hand, you need to hold it with your hand, not that. And and when other folk have victories and mountaintop experiences, rejoice with them. They are few and far between. Yours is coming. If you do the right thing, you confess your sins, you repent, you get your heart right with God, your day is coming, and you're going to want people to rejoice with you. We don't have these happen every day. It's, many, many things have to happen before we have these great accomplishments and these mountaintop experiences. I have three children graduating this weekend. Two have graduated before. One has graduated three times before. And so she's winding up everything, going towards her PhD. And I think she'll be the first PhD in our family. And by the grace of God. And it's a whole lot of stuff you got to go through to make that happen. And so pray hard, work hard, think hard, pray hard, think hard, work hard, in that order. And God will give you some mountaintop experiences as well. And you don't have to be envious or jealous of anybody else. You can praise God for what God has done for them, because the same God, I'm here to tell you, the same God will do the same for you. Join me in singing the doxology, "Praise God from whom all blessings flow." From whom all blessings flow, praise Him, all creatures here below, praise Him above, ye heavenly hosts, praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Hallelujah. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, all ye heavenly hosts, praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Billy Graham said, God speaks to those who are prepared in their hearts to listen. And I believe that. In fact, I talked about this, I think, on yesterday. I believe that with all my heart. God will speak to you, and God will lead you and guide you. Discern the voice from heaven above the noisy din of earth's confusion. End of quote. Join me in reciting or reading the new Nicene Creed. It is new because I added to it. You say you're not supposed to add to the Word of God. The Nicene Creed is not the Word of God proper. It contains the Word of God. It's man-made, and I can change it if I want to. And I did. And I think you'll like it. And you'll see it's a very vital part missed in the story of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, begotten from the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of the same essence as the Father. Through him all things were made, for us and for our salvation. He came down from heaven. He became incarnate by the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and was made human. He was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered, bled, died, and was buried. The third day he rose again according to the Scriptures. He was seen alive by Mary Magdalene and the other women, the disciples, and over 500 other brethren. He ascended to heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again with glory to judge the living and the dead. His kingdom will never end. And we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life. He proceeds from the Father and the Son, and with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified. He spoke through the prophets. We believe in one holy, universal, apostolic church. We affirm one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look forward to the resurrection of the dead and to life in the world to come. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, again, let's make a beeline to the family verses found in Ephesians chapter 5 and chapter 6. That's what I call them. It is how you do family God's way. Are you going to like it? All? No. But you will like it better if you do it. One of the lessons that I learned in life, that if you don't obey what you know, you're not going to grow. I didn't mean to rhyme, but sometimes I rhyme all the time. If you don't obey what you already know, you will not grow. Why is that? Because God, our God, is very wise. He knows that if people don't use what they already know, there's no need in giving them any more to know. Amen, somebody. And not only that, if you don't obey the word of God that you know, you're not going to grow either. You say, oh, that makes me mad. Oh, that makes me frustrated. I thought if I read more books, I could grow. No, that's not the way you grow, my friend. I know that there's some motivational speakers and leader people out there telling you the way to grow is to read lots of books and read this and that. That's not the way to grow, friend. The way to grow is, yes, reading the Bible, but obeying the Bible after you read it. You're not going to grow if you don't obey the Word of God. And let me say this to you as well. If you do not share what you know, you will not grow. Why would God give you more if you're not going to share what you know? Why would He help you grow if you won't share what you know with others? Does that make sense to anybody besides me? Amen, somebody. He's just not going to do it, folks. I'm sorry. You can go to theological school. You can go to the seminary. And you can read all of the books in the library at the seminary. We got one of the best seminary libraries in the world, if not the best in the world, right here where I live at. And I just love it. Okay. But you can read every book, and they got thousands upon thousands upon thousands of books, and you can read all of those books and not grow an inch if you don't obey what the Word of God tells you and what the Holy Spirit of God tells you, and if you don't share the gospel with others and witness to others and encourage others, those who you share the gospel with, babes in Christ, share with them what you have learned. Amen, somebody. Okay, so I just want you to understand that now. We have a bunch of spiritual midgets in the church today who are spread out wide with book knowledge, but have not grown spiritually, because they think reading a book and going down to the bookstore, Christian bookstore, to buy an armful of books and then sit down in the easy chair and read and think they're growing. They're not growing at all. They might be knowing something, but they won't even retain it because they're not obeying it, and they are not obeying the Word of God, most importantly, and they are not sharing the gospel with other people. So that's why you have reached a plateau. That's why you have stagnated. That's why you're not as excited about serving God anymore, because you refuse to do the elementary things He has taught you to do and has told you to do, such as praying in your prayer closet, praying without ceasing, reading the Word of God and obeying it, and most importantly, sharing the gospel with other people. All of that is free. Verse 12. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stephen J. Cole writes in his commentary on this passage, "Adequate preparation is a major part of victory in spiritual warfare." Proverbs 24:10 says, "If you are slack in the day of distress, your strength is limited." Here Paul tells us to take up God's full armor so that we will be able to resist when the evil day hits. As surely it will. It may be today in your life. Then, being prepared, you will be able to stand firm against the satanic storm coming against you. You do not need to learn any formulas or complicated steps to victory over the devil. The Bible is quite simple. James 4:7 says, submit therefore to God. Amen, somebody. Submit to God first. Do what he tells you to do. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Stand firm. You want to stand your ground? This is the ground you need to stand right here. 1 Peter chapter 5 verses 8 and 9 says, be of sober spirit. Be on the alert. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour, to destroy. But resist him, firm in your faith. By the way, we are commanded to flee from sin, but to resist the devil. That's a very cool point right there, isn't it? This brings my mind rather back to the little situation that happened the other day. And we all learned this as children. When we were little children, no one knew what they were telling us. They were just telling us something from experience. But the real reason is why this is true, and that is when we were little children, our parents and older people told us, if a dog comes at you, don't run. Don't run. The devil is somewhat animalistic, a monster. And because we have Christ and we are, and I hate this terminology, but I'll use it today because I've hated it down through the years. But I'm going to use it today considering all the royalty stuff that's going on right now. King's kids. Since we are king's children, we're the children of the king. Isn't it an ugly picture to have the children of the king running away from the devil? Isn't that a crazy picture? Isn't that weird? So you see how God is saying here, flee, what? Flee from sin, flee fornication. Joseph fled from adultery. Can somebody say amen? Get ye up out of there. Run away from sin, but don't run away from the devil now. You hold your ground and you resist the devil, that he flee from us, because God does not want to see his children, God's children, saved by the grace of God. Blood of Jesus has been shed, saved by the blood of Christ. And instead of us resisting the devil and holding our ground, we're running all the time. The devil chasing us, the monstrous devil chasing us all around the world. That's not a good picture. In other words, that's not a good look. Okay, folks? We got too many Christians running away from the devil. We have too many doggone retreats in Christendom. They are retreats, retreat places. I was out one night and we went up into some mountain, hill country to see somebody and ran across a big old Baptist retreat. People all hid up in cabins and corners and everything. That's exactly what the devil wants us to do. Yeah, Rama, run up in that retreat and I want you to stay there. Don't come out. Everybody's retreating from the devil, running from. We got too many Christians running away from the devil, too many preachers running away from the devil, running away from the devil in their house. The devil is coming and roared in their house and they're running out of their house, getting divorces. It's ridiculous. We got men running out of their house, women running out of their house, children running out of their house. The devil is roar, ah, scare you. Ah. And then the devil sit down in your easy chair and take over the whole house. No, God does not want his children running all over the place. Run away from sin. He wants you to do that in a hurry with the quickness. He wants you to be like Usain Bolt on that. Shroom, go, I run. That's how Joseph became prime minister. He passed that test right there. He became prime minister, a Jew of Egypt. Can you imagine? Anyway, as Jesus showed us when he was tempted by Satan, one of the most effective ways to resist the devil is to know and recite Scripture, the Holy Word of God. And so one way to prepare, pardon me, one way to prepare yourself for battle in the evil day is to saturate your mind with God's Word. Can somebody say amen? Reading it over and over and memorizing key verses to equip you for victory. May I challenge you, if you're not doing a whole lot of reading of the Bible, may I challenge you to read the book of Philippians today. The book of Philippians today. Just read it through. Won't take no more than about 10 minutes, if that. And take as long as you want to, but it won't take long. And get it into your heart. Get it into your mind. Let's pray for the family. Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you would help Christian families to put on the whole armor of God, to meditate on your holy word, to use your holy word, your sword that you have provided for us, to not run away from the devil, but to resist the devil and hold our ground and run away from sin. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. And so, my beloved, our devotional Bible passage reading for today is Psalm 141, 1 through 4. The Bible reads, Lord, I cry unto thee, make haste unto me, give ear unto my voice, when I cry unto thee, let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Set a watch, O Lord, before my mouth. Keep the door of my lips. And oh, a whole lot of folk need to pray that. Everybody needs to pray that. Because, by the way, as James talks about, that little instrument in your mouth, that little tongue, one of the smallest members of the body, has gotten more people killed, has got more people into trouble, has brought down more marriages, more families, more churches, and more kingdoms than any bomb in the world. Amen, somebody. One woman ran off at the mouth so much her baby child just looked at her and said, Mommy, please be quiet. Just be quiet. You're talking too much. Shh. Incline not my heart to any evil thing, the Bible says, to practice wicked works with men that work iniquity, and let me not eat of their dainties. Regarding this passage today, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Matthew Henry says, those that know how to value God's gracious presence will be the more fervent in their prayers. When presented through the sacrifice and intercession of the Savior, they will be as acceptable to God as the daily sacrifices and burnings of incense were of old. Prayer is a spiritual sacrifice. It is the offering up the soul of the soul and its best affections. Wow, that's deep. Allow me to repeat that in your hearing. Prayer is a spiritual sacrifice. It is the offering up the soul and its best affections. Good men know the evil of tongue sins. When enemies are provoking, we are in danger of speaking unadvisedly. Right now, the legal team for the president is telling him, do not sit before Mueller. I want to call him Mueller. They call him Mueller for some reason. Do not sit before the prosecutor and answer questions, because we believe that you will say something unadvisedly with your lips that will get you and us into a whole lot of trouble. And I think he ought to take heed to his attorneys. Anyway, the commentator goes on to say, while we live in an evil world and have such evil hearts, we have need to pray that we may neither be drawn nor driven to do anything sinful. Amen, somebody. Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for your holy word, your Holy Spirit, and we pray that you would help us to take heed to your holy word, to love it, to cherish it, to live by it, and to apply it to our lives. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, for his sake, amen. Ladies and gentlemen, join me in praying for the estates, the family, the church, the government, the people, and the press, new press and old press. And Holy Father God, we pray for the family, that you would help us to take heed to your holy word found in Ephesians chapter 5 and chapter 6 and other verses in the Bible. Help us to obey your holy word, and then we can reap the benefits and the victory. And Lord, we pray for the healing of all of our Christian families in every church, and for the revival of those who are lost. And Holy Father God, we pray for the church, that you would help us to pray for revival, but help us to seek your face as well, to turn from our wicked ways and to humble ourselves and to get back to your holy word that tells us very clearly we need to remember from whence we have fallen, and we need to repent of our deeds, evil deeds, and do the good deeds we used to do with a pure heart, because we first loved you. Because you first loved us and we loved you back. And we had that first love experience. And Holy Father God, we pray for all governmental leaders, that you would save them all, that they would submit themselves to you and bow down to you in prayer. And we pray based upon your holy word. 1 Timothy chapter 2 verses 1 and 2 says, I exhort Therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. And Holy Father God, we pray for the President and all other governmental officials. We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation, spiritual, family, financial, material, physical life, protection and provision blessings, Lord, upon them. And Lord, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for Vice President Mike Pence, First Lady Melania Trump, Second Lady Karen Pence, all White House staff, including Chief of Staff John F. Kelly, all leaders of federal agencies, including Federal Judicial Center Director Jeremy Fogel, all territorial governors, including Guam Governor Eddie Baza Calvo, all city mayors, including Davenport, Florida, Mayor Darlene Bradley. We pray for all members of Congress, including Florida Representative Vern Buchanan, all law enforcement officials, including Davenport, Florida Police Chief Larry Holden, all military leaders, including Defense Secretary James Mad Dog Mattis, Chief of Staff of the Air Force, General David L. Goldfein, leaders of nations around the world, including Niger's President Mahamadou Issoufou and Prime Minister Bridgi Raffini. We pray also for the peace of Jerusalem. And Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for all of the people, all of the citizens of this country and around the globe, that your Holy Spirit and your Holy Gospel and your Holy Word would not give them rest until they come to know you as Savior and start serving you in the way that they should. We pray for all media, the new media and the old media, save those who are lost and revive those who are saved in it and help them to stand for the truth. We also pray for current events, not because we're trying to inform you, because you already know about it, but to be obedient to you by praying for other people. We pray for the protection of the Congo from a new Ebola outbreak. We pray for the peace and calm between Israel and Gaza. We pray for the comfort of the families and church families of 10 people killed by in suicide attacks on 3 churches in Indonesia. Comfort those churches as only you can. And we pray that the people will keep their faith strong in you, even though they're under persecution right now. And Holy Father God, we pray for the prayer requests that have come in, and we thank you that hundreds have prayed, have sent in their prayer requests, and have entrusted us with their prayer requests. Hear and answer all of their prayers, and hear and answer our prayers for them as well. And we pray specifically now, Lord, for Pastor Dobson, for your blessings to be on their revival this month, and for the provision of Bibles for their ministry. We pray for Suleiman. Please save his girlfriend and give them a healthy relationship. Lead them to get married if that is your will. We pray for Marie. Please protect her and her children, and deliver them from demonic attacks against them and their family and from all of our families. Give us sweet victory over the world, the flesh, and the devil today, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we pray for those who have trusted you as Savior and those who have rededicated their life to you. We pray that you'll help these to grow in the faith and be the Christians you want them to be. And we pray for Marlene, we pray for Christy, and we pray for Galagaki. We commit these souls into your hands. Let your will be done in their lives. And Lord, save them and bless them and use them as you see fit. And we pray for those who have recommitted their lives to you. We pray for A, we pray for X, and we pray for G. Lord, you know who they are. And help these to stand firm in the faith for your glory, praise, and honor. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, our devotional reading for today is titled, Faith Produces Works. And that is so true because it's the Word of God. This is by Dr. Billy Graham. Dr. Billy Graham said in Ephesians 6:7, Dr. Billy Graham quoted Ephesians 6:7 that says, doing service as to the Lord. Doing service as to the Lord. A true sacrament is not a mere ordinance or form, but it is a life of service to God and to man. The most eloquent prayer is the prayer through hands that heal and bless. Wow. The highest form of worship is the worship of unselfishness and unselfish Christian service. The greatest form of praise is the sound of consecrated feet. And there's a difference, my friends, between consecrated feet and unconsecrated feet. Seeking out the lost and helpless. There must be a practical outworking of our faith here in this present evil world, or it will never endure the world to come. The Pharisees majored on show, but minored on service. We need fewer words and more charitable works. We need fewer words and more action, is what she's saying. Less palaver and more pity. Less repetition of creed and more compassion. Wow. That's good stuff. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you, Lord, for what you've done here today once again. And we thank you for your mercy, your love, and your grace. And we pray that you would indeed help us all to implement what was just said. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Now, dear friend of mine, if you do not yet know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, allow me to show you how you can trust Christ as Savior today and have your soul saved from hell and saved to heaven to be with God forever. First, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's laws. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Secondly, accept the fact that there is a penalty, there is a punishment for sin always. And the Bible states in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death. Third, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, and fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Now that is bad news, but I have some good news for you. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life." Just believe in your heart. That's it. It is as simple as that. Believe in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe that he died for your sins. He shed his blood on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God. For you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray with me right now what I call the Bible talks about, and what many other people call the sinner's prayer. As you believe in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ. For Romans 10:9 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And may I encourage you to trust Christ as Savior and repeat after me in prayer and ask God to save your soul, and you'll never be the same. Let's pray. Holy Father God, I realize that I am a sinner and that I have done evil in your sight. I have broken your Ten Commandments, and that I have broken your commandment that tells us not to lie. I have broken your commandment that tells us not to lust or desire somebody else's spouse or children or whatever they may have. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of all of my sins, as I now believe with all of my heart in the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to repent of my sins past and to follow you in the new life. In Jesus Christ's name I pray, and for his sake, amen. Now, dear friends of mine, if you just trusted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and you prayed that prayer with me and you meant it from your heart, I declare to you that based upon the Word of God in the Bible, you are now saved from hell and you're on your way to heaven. Welcome to the family of God, dear friend. I want to congratulate you on doing the most important thing in life, and that is believing on the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, please go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my pamphlet, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, "I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture." Until next time, may the Lord bless you and keep you, is my prayer.
Trust in God's word and believe it, cause it'll never pass away. We'll see him in his glory, riding on the clouds of joy, beating us with open arms and peace forevermore. He said he would. Yeah, it's gonna be alright. He's coming back for the true and good.
Now when the sky is darkened, there won't be no moonlight. We'll know that time has finally come and he'll change the wrong to right. So if you're always searching, trying to find the bottom line, just give your life to God, he'll give you peace of mind. I know that everything is gonna be alright. He's coming back like he said he would.
Just like you said you would.